Assalamu alaikum, this is Zulf Shah. You're listening to the Remap Your Mind podcast, where I will be talking about mindsets, relationships, religion, culture, and spiritual afflictions.
You've probably heard of full possession and partial possession, something I've mentioned in a previous episode. But can someone actually experience both at different times or even at the same time? Today, we're going to talk about what many overlook, which is the layered reality of jinn possession and how it's not always one or the other. And just to be clear, possession isn't always what people imagine, like someone losing complete control, speaking in a different voice or blacking out. Yes, that does happen, but possession isn't binary. It exists on a spectrum, and this is where a lot of people get confused or misdiagnosed by themselves or even by the practitioners they go to. So today's episode tackles a specific question. Can a person have both total and partial possession? And the short answer is yes, they can, but let's break down how and why. Partial possession is when the jinn is able to influence or control certain parts of a person's behavior, speech, or body without taking over completely. You might see changes in emotion, thoughts, facial expressions, or body language, especially during arguments, stress, or ruqya, but the person still has moments of clarity and control. Total possession is when the person's consciousness is either fully overridden or temporarily disconnected. You're no longer dealing with a person, you're dealing directly with a jinn. Sometimes they black out, sometimes they remember nothing after, and sometimes they come back confused or disoriented. So how do they coexist? Now here's where it gets layered. In many long-term cases, especially ones tied to generational sihr, jinn contracts, or violent trauma, multiple entities may be involved. Some jinn may remain dormant or partially active, while others overpower the person entirely at certain moments. So for example, a patient might live most of their day in partial possession, struggling with intrusive thoughts, mood swings, or disconnection. But during ruqya, sleep, or moments of high emotion, they become fully taken over. Another scenario is where one jinn takes full control during ruqya sessions, while another lies low and manipulates their emotional responses in day-to-day interactions. You think you've dealt with one, but the other is still influencing the person subtly. This duality is especially dangerous because it can mask the true extent of the affliction. Friends and family may say, but they're fine most of the time, while ignoring the subtle changes in behavior, expression, and mood that reveal partial influence. So let's have a look at why this matters in treatment. If a practitioner only targets the strongest jinn, the one that manifests during ruqya, they might miss the everyday manipulation that's keeping the person stuck. So you may notice the person still falls into patterns of paranoia, rage, excessive guilt, or dissociation. They might even appear spiritually strong, but secretly struggle with waswasa, dreams, or self-harm thoughts. These are signs that something is still holding ground. And often that's the partial possession, the low-grade influence that becomes part of their normal. That's why real healing means going beyond the dramatic episodes and treating the emotional, psychological, and spiritual layers. And this is where people tend to miss the red flags. So the person will show signs of improvement, but they keep sabotaging themselves. They act one way around certain people, but become reactive or confused around others with no clear reason. Their facial expression or eyes look off during emotional conversations. They say things like, "I don't know why I react the way I do," or "This isn't how I would usually react." These are all signs that possession isn't fully gone, and often the person has both total and partial possession cycling through, depending on environment, triggers, or hidden spiritual access points. So I also want to talk about how partial or full possession can affect a person, not just during ruqya sessions or spiritual flare-ups, but in everyday life, especially in relationships like marriage, family dynamics, and even in the workplace. Let's start with marriage and some of the key factors. When one spouse is dealing with partial possession or intermittent possession, you want to know what it can look like so you're able to identify or differentiate between your spouse and their mind being manipulated. And you'll notice things like sudden changes in mood, their tone or emotional reactions, sharp anger or shutdowns during conflict with no memory or insight later, detachment, lack of interest in intimacy, or feeling emotionally unreachable. There may even say things that seem designed to provoke or hurt you, but they later regret or don't remember clearly. The other spouse may think you're being manipulative, you're emotionally abusive, or you don't care. And this has played out in many, many marriages where couples describe this is how they feel. But when jinn are involved, especially those placed through seher tafriq, separation magic, they mimic the person's voice, hijack moments of vulnerability and create misunderstanding on purpose. In some cases, full possession during arguments can mean the spouse is literally not present. You're dealing with something else, but only for a moment. And unless you're trained to see the signs, it just looks like intense emotional dysfunction. This creates a dangerous cycle where one spouse gets triggered and the jinn capitalize on that emotional spike. The other spouse then reacts to what they see, not knowing it's a hijacked moment. Both feel unheard, unsafe, and the marriage starts to erode based on something neither fully understands. Now, imagine this same person trying to navigate everyday interactions with extended family. Maybe they get overwhelmed in family settings, avoid certain gatherings, or have unexplained breakdowns or rage episodes when they visit certain homes or people. Family members might say, oh, she's antisocial, or he's too sensitive, or she's always creating drama. But what if the issue isn't the person, but the spiritual environment? What if there's something within them that reacts when exposed to specific energies, locations, or people with whom seher has been linked? Now, if the family isn't spiritually informed, they will treat this as character flaws. They'll moralize the behavior as you're just rude or you need to get over it. This lack of understanding causes deep loneliness. The person feels like no one sees what they're fighting against because the battle isn't visible. And what's worse is that they may even internalize this shame and start believing, maybe I really am broken. And then to make matters even worse, they may have challenges and stress in the workplace that will often spill back into their homes because partial possession becomes part of their normal. So they may have difficulty focusing or zoning out during meetings at work, sudden anxiety or panic without cause, forgetting tasks or making strange mistakes they don't even recall. And in some cases, they may even speak or act out of character in moments of stress. And from the outside, it looks like poor performance, laziness or emotional instability. But from the inside, it's a daily war between trying to show up like everyone else and feeling like there's something unseen dragging you down. And as you can imagine, this can lead to job loss, isolation, or even HR involvement, especially when the person's behavior is misinterpreted as mental health decline, misconduct, or performance issues. And of course, most people never link it back to a spiritual cause because modern systems aren't designed to recognize or accommodate that reality. And I think one of the most painful parts of all of this is when the people closest to you just don't seem to understand. They just don't get it. And instead, they will judge you based on your behavior, react to your reactions, and forget the context of what you're actually dealing with. They might even weaponize your struggle and say not very well thought out things like, you're always making excuses. You're using this jinn stuff just to get attention. I don't see anything wrong with you. And what do you think the person on the receiving end is feeling when this happens? The person can retreat entirely. They may even shut down. They may stop sharing, stop reaching out for help, or worse, stop fighting altogether because they feel like they're fighting alone. And that's why I believe this conversation is so important. If you're a family member, spouse, or even a friend, here are a few things to remember and take note of. Don't take everything at face value. Ask yourself, is this truly them, or could something be surfacing? Support them with boundaries, not accusations. It's possible to love someone and still hold space for safety, structure, and healing. Learn to pause before reacting, especially if the behavior is sudden, extreme, or inconsistent with who they usually are. Validate their experience, even if you don't fully understand it. Just saying, I believe you're going through something spiritual, can be incredibly grounding. And educate yourself. Understand that possession, partial or full, is not just about jinn talking through someone. It's about how they alter the entire emotional, cognitive, and relational experience of that person. And something I really want you to reflect on is, if someone you love is showing signs of possession, do you see them or do you see the surface? And if you're the one affected, are you giving yourself enough credit for what you're surviving every single day? And so just to wrap this up, yes, it's absolutely possible to have both total and partial possession. And in many cases, that's exactly what's happening. The mistake is thinking it's one or the other. Healing requires understanding these layers. It means looking at emotional triggers, spiritual access points, trauma history, and the jinn's agenda, not just what happens during a rukyah session. So if you've been stuck or you know someone who keeps slipping after every breakthrough, it might be time to reassess and ask yourself this question: are you only treating one side of the problem? Now, if this episode gave you insight, share it with someone else on this journey. If you're navigating the layers yourself, I offer coaching and mentoring to help you identify what's holding you back spiritually and emotionally, so you don't need to stay trapped between two extremes. So till the next time, inshallah, assalamu alaikum to all my brothers and sisters, wherever you are.